I did want to mention to you guys, I don't know if all of you, I know I sent out a group text to several of you, but Joe Cattell had to go on Thanksgiving night into the ER with some severe abdominal pain, and turns out his gallbladder had stopped functioning and was abscessed. So he was in a lot of pain, and thankfully they were able to discover that, but he is still at TriPoint. And was, as of this morning, on a ventilator. Paula had texted me to let me know just kind of how things were going. Had a good night of rest. Doctors are encouraged, but they wanted him to get the absolute most rest as he could to be able to recover from that. So before Spencer preaches, could we just join our hearts together and pray for Joe and Paula? And I'm going to pray for you, Spencer, as you preach the word this morning. God, we thank you for this chance to come yet again and gather, sing your praises, to gather under the preaching of your word, Lord.
We have a sense of responsibility to serve our Lord, but we have a love that precedes and surpasses all obligation to serve the groom that shed his blood for our iniquities. There are Christians today that want to associate themselves with Christ but do not want to work in the fields. Some of the men in our church are going through disciple-making book or study, and Francis Chan mentions in that there are Christians, when Jesus Christ called the 12, he didn't say, you know, you guys want to come and associate with me? You don't got to do anything that I do. You just got to associate yourself with me. You know, you don't have to follow me. You don't have to do any of that. No. When Jesus called the 12, he said, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. Jesus did not want us to simply associate ourselves with him, but he wanted us to follow him, imitate him, and obey him. If these men just associated themselves with him, but did not imitate him and obey him, the church would not be where it is today. And we may not be where we're at today, and you may not have actually received the grace and heard of the salvation of Jesus Christ. So that brings us to verse 3. I gotta find it first. So Jesus says, go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. So there, this is an action that Jesus Christ is, it's a command. He's saying, go. I know the NIV says go with an exclamation mark, and the NASB says go with a colon. But the point is, it's an action. It's to go. So we are to take the action and go to the lost world and the struggling Christians. The task is not easy. Wolves among the lambs are ready to and willing to devour everything you believe in and everything you say. The task is not easy, but it is a necessity. Jesus is not telling, so let's look at verse 4. So do not take a purse or bag or sandals and do not greet anyone on the road. So Jesus is not telling them, telling the 70 this for you know, a reason of like safety reasons. Like when I read this, I always thought that he was telling, well, you don't want, you know, the roads are dangerous. You don't want to be, you know, get in a tussle or something. But the truth is, actually, after looking into it, Jesus tells them that not to greet anyone on the roads, because it's actually, Jesus wanted it to be an urgent process. The task that they had at hand was an urgent one. So the lost people are dying, unsaved, because they are not hearing the gospel. This was an urgent matter when Christ was still on the earth. This is an urgent matter when Christ is being, when the church is being formed in the New Testament, and it is an urgent matter now. There are people that are lost and are going to hell. That's the truth. Again, not pointing fingers here, I'm one of them. There are lazy Christians that are associating themselves with Christ but are not following him. So let's look at verses 5 through 9. When you enter a house, first say, peace to this house. If anyone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Oh, I'll keep going, sorry. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages, but do not move from around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you, heal the sick who are there, and tell them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. When the 70 were found, they were to stay there and minister to them and heal the sick. We all have that person in our lives. It could be another coworker. It could be someone at work. It could be a family member. It could be anyone. Anyone. You all have someone that you have an idea of when I say that. There's also those people that you just randomly meet. You randomly meet them at Walmart, at Target, at the store, or whatever. Most times, you know, since I'm in real estate, I try to get up a conversation all the time. And most times, if I try to talk to someone, most times they'll try to talk back to me. We could have a conversation about LED light bulbs or something, whatever, because we are in the LED light bulb aisle. It doesn't matter. You can try and talk to whoever you want. So, but the point of this is these people, the people of peace, these people are willing to hear the gospel. They're willing to have salvation. They're searching for some hope. Well, you may say, well, I don't have anyone like that in my life. I don't know anyone that I can think of. That's the thing is God had put you in that your life as you are right now because there's someone that you can share the gospel with. There's someone that you can disciple. There's someone that you can, you can communicate with and approach and socialize with. Just as the photographer is always looking for that one unforgettable photo, as Christians, we must always be looking for that opportunity to share the gospel. The other night, Kyle and I went to the movies, and he decided that he needed some hats and gloves. So we went to Walmart. We got into a talk with the guy because I tried on a jacket. I said, "How does it look?" Kyle says, "You look like..." I don't remember what he said, but he said something. What was it? Ryan Gosling, whatever. I don't even know who that is. But anyway, the guy started laughing, and he says, "Yeah, I'm a big guy too. It's hard to find have a jacket that fits me." And I started asking him, some questions like, "Hey, you working?" Or no, I said, "You work outside?" And he goes, "No, I don't have a job." And he starts telling us about how he needs to get surgery on his foot, and there's all these things, and he doesn't want to find a job right now because he's afraid he'll get laid off because of the surgery. Anyway, so Kyle had asked him if we could pray for him. And right there at Walmart, we prayed for him. And then later on, he was talking about how he doesn't like going to church because he feels like people are hypocrites. And I told him, "I'm a hypocrite. I'm one of those people." And I explained to him about Jesus' blood and his salvation. And right there, the gospel was shared. And I'm not telling you a story to be, "Whoa, look at me, look at Kyle." I'm telling you this story because it's possible. You could have a person at Walmart that you could share the gospel. And the thing is that guy didn't go through Romans Road. That guy may have not been saved. He may have not received grace. He may have not been believing. But the gospel was shared, and it was shared with him. And that right there is a victory. Just to share the gospel, someone hears it. The word of God says that his word does not come back void. So let's look at verses 10 through 11. You'll have to forgive me. I broke my glasses and can't read the small print. I had to try to find it every time. "But when you enter a town and you are not welcome, go into the streets and say, 'Even thus of your town we wipe off our feet as warning to you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. Just as some welcome the gospel and ready to hear it, some will reject the gospel and don't want anything to do with it." Maybe those are people at work. Maybe there's some people that you're trying to talk to at work that just don't want to hear it. They keep putting it off. Maybe it's that time where you need to love the person from the distance and pray for them. I'm not talking about totally just try once, try twice, and then, they're not listening. No, I believe we still have a ministry to pray for those people and want them to be saved. But the fact of it is people are dying and going to hell, and there's other people out there that are ready to hear the gospel. They're ready to be saved. They're looking for hope. They're ready. It's at the doorstep they're at the doorstep of salvation. But watch what Jesus says there. Yet be sure of this. If not saying, like I said, I'm not saying that once you don't succeed, move on to the next person. But what I am saying is that what I believe Christ is saying here is that when you have tried and tried time again to approach someone, to meet with that person and share the good news with them, and if it is like beating a dead horse, that is the time to love that person from a distance, praying for them and being watchful for what they are ready and being watchful for them to receive the gospel. These people are like the apples that need more time and nutrients before they are ready to be picked. So let's look at verses 12 through 15. I tell you, it will be more tolerable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For the miracles that were performed in you have been performed in Tyre and Sodom. They would have been repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. In these verses, Jesus Christ is speaking about the judgment that the ones that will reject the gospel and not believe before they die. Mercy, salvation, eternal life, grace, and the kingdom of God has been presented to them, but they reject it and do not receive life. These are the third type of apples that have stayed on the branch too long, and when the winter came, had rotten away, fall off the tree and rotten away. They were never ready to be picked before the winter came, where the first frost destroyed the apple. Finally, there's one more type of apple, one more kind of person that receives judgments for rejecting the gospel. They are the people that are ready to hear the gospel and are approachable. They are ready to receive salvation and eternal life, but they die before they can hear the good news. These people are like the apple that grew on the tree and were so ripe that they fell off the apple themselves, landed on the ground, and were trampled on, left rot and rot for the winter. So Luke 10:2, I'm going to read it again. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers unto his harvest. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves." So this is what I have to say. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there are people that are ready to hear the gospel, yet are dying due to the fact that there's not enough workers in the field, and due to the lack of Christians not working. This command is not only for you to pray for the more workers, but it is also for you to work in the fields. As Francis Chan writes in Multiply, all are called to be a minister. Well, you may say, well, I don't have that spiritual gift. I don't have that spiritual gift of evangelism. I don't have, I'm a totally different person than Darren, or I'm a totally different person than Jeff, or I'm a totally different person than whoever. I don't have that ability. If you are saved and you have received the grace of God, you have a story to tell. Amen. You have a story to tell. You have received God's grace. It may not be like my cousin Marty, where he was totally off one end and he became a Christian and now he's not a heroin addict. You know, maybe something where you're 5 years old and you just accept Christ because that's something that you believe is something that you want to do. Because God has chosen you as an elect. Whatever your story is, you have one. And it can be shared with other people. So today is the first day of Advent. Christ is sitting at the right hand of the all-powerful God. He is coming at the time that only the Father knows. And as the bride of Christ, we have an urgent task of building up disciples and spreading the gospel before our waiting Lord comes back. Do you notice how I tied that in with Luke 10? Is that he says, he sent the 72 out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. Jesus Christ is coming back. You know, and I think of the New Testament, I just feel like they have such an urgency to spread the gospel. You know, and I'll admit, I don't have an urgency to spread the gospel at times. And I feel like as Christians, you know, we need to change that motive. We need to change it, you know, because we've been a few thousand years or whatever sitting here waiting for Jesus Christ to come back. But the thing is our work is not done. The harvest is still plentiful. This verse applies back then. It applied in the New Testament. It applies now. Amen. So I have a question for you. Will you live Luke 10 out in your life, or will you stand idly by? So let's pray. Lord, just thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. What a pleasure it is to be able to preach, Lord, and just work in your ministry, Lord. Lord, it's not a burden to work in your ministry. It's not a task. It's not a duty. It's not a responsibility, Lord, but it is a blessing, and it is a task that we do with love, Lord, because we love Jesus Christ. We love you. Lord, I just pray that, you know, in the weeks to come, Lord, you know, Lord, that people would look and be like a photographer and look for those moments, Lord, to share the gospel for the people that they know well, the people that they sort of know, and the people they do not know at all. Lord, it is possible to share the gospel with anyone. Lord, I just pray that you would give us the ability, give us the opportunities, Lord, that we would open our eyes and see the opportunities to share your gospel and spread the good news, Lord, and make disciples of all nations. In your name I pray. Amen.